Broadcasting live from atop the Rocky Mountains, the crossroads of the West. You are listening to the Liberty Roundtable Radio Talk Show.
All right, back with you live, ladies and gentlemen. Wow. Welcome to the broadcast, ladies and gentlemen. I am Sam Bushman. This is hard-hitting news the networks refuse to use at your fingertips. This is Liberty Roundtable Live for March 12th in the year of our Lord, 2022. This is our 202 and our goal always to protect life, liberty, and property and to promote God, family, and country on your radio and the traditions of our founding fathers, ladies and gentlemen. Wow, we really have a big problem, right? A big problem in America, folks. All right, let me kind of articulate what I'm saying here. We talked last hour in detail about three main things. Americans are majorly stressed out, 87%, like never before. There's been no break to the abuse, to the COVID, inflation, war. It's been going on for a couple of years. They claim it's temporary, but I don't think so. I think they're just going to have climate change and everything else waiting in the wings. You're going to have stress forever, folks. But 87% are melting down. What do people primarily do? They eat a bunch of food and they drink a bunch of booze to try to lull themselves into dealing with it. It's a coping mechanism. More increased drug abuse and use, more isolation, more family abuse. All that's gone on, but the government doesn't care. More suicide and everything else. But the government wants you to believe that the pandemic caused it, not them. I say to you that it's the government's response to all these stressors that is 90% of the problem. A torrent of $5 trillion flooded the economy, ladies and gentlemen. It went to where? Well, Congress in 2020 unleashed the biggest amount of money ever dispersed by government in the history of the country. And they say roughly $5 trillion went to families, households, mom and pop shops, restaurants, airlines, hospitals, local governments, and schools and institutions around the country all suffering from dealing with the blow of COVID-19. But I submit to you that it's government. Why? Everybody's stressed out about inflation, right? Everybody's stressed out about fake news, right? Everybody's stressed out about your government and all they're doing. That's my opinion, right? Everybody is completely stressed out. Right? Everybody's frustrated. Everybody is freaking out and going, what do we do with all this censorship? See, I think censorship and government manipulation of facts and the dishonesty about news and the lying by government getting exposed over and over and over is a huge part of this stressor. And I think the response, hey, the inflation is directly related to the fact that we've ballooned our national debt. It's well over $30 trillion now. That doesn't even count for the unfunded mandates. You put that in place and it's well over $150 trillion. And now inflation's rearing its ugly head to where my poor daughter, she doesn't make a lot of money, but she's trying to put gas in her car and she can't even fill her tank up all the way. Well, because what normally costs her $25-$30 to fill her tank is, $25 used to fill the tank. Now it's $40 and the tank's not full. And she's just like, I don't make enough money to fill my whole tank. This is the kind of stuff people are really facing, really experiencing, ladies and gentlemen. All right, but I submit to you that the stressors relate much more than COVID or war or anything else. Primarily, the stress, in my view, is related to government, in my opinion, getting involved where they ought not. Okay, government didn't melt down, or society didn't melt down because of the pandemic. Society melted down because of the government's response to the pandemic. Shut all businesses down. Force people to lose your job or take the jab. Oh, we find out the jab doesn't really work, and it's very experimental, and it, causes all kinds of harm. We're so sorry about that. But, okay, this kind of stress, when you start messing with people's bodies and their health, they get very, very concerned quickly. But to pretend this isn't related is dishonesty big time. At every turn, it's completely dishonest, right? All right, well, now, sadly, we come to the truth, folks. You ready? Okay, you believed that Google was an evil search engine for a long time, right? And you said, hey, we got to do something different. Let's all go to DuckDuckGo. But now the headline reads, DuckDuckGo draws anger from the far right. Yep. They say the backlash underscores the difficulty that some technologies face in limiting the spread of Russian propaganda. They say far right influencers. See, you can tell by the article written in the New York Times right now, the way they're going about this, they're wanting you to believe somehow that, man, it's the far right folks. Or maybe this wasn't the New York Times. I'm sorry. But everybody's got stories on this, right? But they say far-right influencers have often encouraged people to use the private search engine DuckDuckGo. Well, listen, far-right already tells you they've got an agenda. It's the rest of the world and then the far-right extremists. They're probably racist too, right? They want you to believe the far-right folks that, you know, using DuckDuckGo is better than Google. Saying that the giant search engine, that means Google censored conservative ideas. There's basically a movie about that called The Creepy Line, folks, if you want to dig into that. The claims by conservatives on Google being creepy and whacked out and censoring us is all true. YouTube taking everybody down. Instagram taking everybody down. Facebook controlling and taking everybody down. Twitter, all these big tech companies are doing it, right? But the support for DuckDuckGo turned to outrage last week. After the company said, quote, Russian disinformation will be minimized on its site. DuckDuckGo's chief executive, Gabriel Weinberg, tweeted on Thursday that the search engine would rank websites associated with disinformation lower than its normal search results. The CEO continued and said, like so many others, I am sickened by Russian invasion of the Ukraine and the gigantic humanitarian crisis that it continues to create. That's what he wrote. DuckDuckGo, though, I don't know if you know this, but you're learning every day, right? DuckDuckGo has little control over its own search results. Why? Well, I don't know if you know this, but the search results on DuckDuckGo are actually provided by Microsoft's Bing. That's right. So when you go to DuckDuckGo, you're really using Bing, which announced that it would follow the European Union's order to restrict access to the Russian state news agencies such as Russia Today and Sputnik. But the criticism from the far right continues to attack DuckDuckGo. The conservative website Breitbart said that DuckDuckGo was adopting the censorship policies of big tech and attacking social media channels that are into, quote, conspiracy theories. Users vowed to switch to alternatives now that they realize all this. To the Russian search engine, what's it called? Yandex? Okay. The hashtag DuckDuckGone trended across Twitter in the United States on Friday. And on YouTube, users criticized the company for, quote, silencing voices. If you're using DuckDuckGo, I suggest you stop using it and switch to something else, said, and I don't know how to say this name, Tara Warwick, a self-described libertarian YouTube user who has nearly 500,000 followers. I want tens of thousands of people to stop using it. Anyway, the vice president for DuckDuckGo basically said that the affected sites were engaged in active disinformation campaigns, meaning they were similar to already other low-quality websites by search algorithms. It's not censorship. It's just search rankings, he said. Yeah, the problem is it underscores the clash that companies are experiencing when they try to reject the spread of Russian propaganda, they say. That's at a time when pockets of America support the Kremlin and believe big tech companies are censoring their views. Last month, the New York Times reported that search results on DuckDuckGo and Bing, believe it or not, well, they blocked more trustworthy websites than Google itself did. DuckDuckGo controls about 3% of the search engine market in the United States. The country doesn't track its user, or the company doesn't track its users. That's why people kind of like it, right? There you have it. DuckDuckGo has little control over its search results because it relies on Bing for its search results. Now, companies are getting rid of that Yandex service that I mentioned as well. Not by choice, but because I don't know if you know, but the underlying search engines that DuckDuckGo and most alternative search engines use are really nothing more than a rebranding of, say, Bing or Yandex or Google itself. Hang tight. I've got more. I am Sam Bushman. This is indeed Liberty Roundtable Live.
Okay, girls, about finished with your lesson on money?
Daddy, what is a buy-sell spread for gold coins?
Well, when you sell a gold coin to a coin shop that's worth, say, $1,200, you don't actually get $1,200. But don't worry, we're members of UPMA now, so we don't have to worry about that.
Daddy, what if somebody steals our gold?
We don't have any gold at the house. It's stored safely in the UPMA vault, securely and insured.
But the S&P 500 outperformed gold. Daddy, gold is a bad investment.
Some people do think of it that way. But actually, gold is money. And as members of the United Precious Metals Association, we can use our gold at any store, just like a credit card. Or I can ask them to drop it right into Mommy and Daddy's bank account, because we're a UPMA member family. Find out more at upma.org. That's upma.org.
Why don't we say to the government writ large that they have to spend a little bit less? Anybody ever had less money this year than you had last? Anybody better have a 1% pay cut? You deal with it. That's what government needs, a 1% pay cut. If you take a 1% pay cut across the board, you have more than enough money to actually pay for the disaster relief. But nobody's going to do that because they're fiscally irresponsible. Who are they? Republicans. Who are they? Democrats. Who are they? Virtually the whole body is careless and reckless with your money. So the money will not be offset by cuts anywhere. The money will be added to the debt, and there will be a day of reckoning. What's the day of reckoning? The day of reckoning may well be the collapse of the stock market. The day of reckoning may be the collapse of the dollar. When it comes, I can't tell you exactly, but I can tell you it has happened repeatedly in history when countries ruin their currency.
All right, ladies and gentlemen. So most people are experiencing stress, majorly stressed out, 87%. And I submit to you, this is not about to let up. It's going to exponentially increase from a torrent of $5 trillion flooding into the economy by government, creating massive inflation, an unprecedented government handout of money. But now it turns out that DuckDuckGo draws anger from what they call far right. DuckDuckGo, believe it or not, has little control over its search results. Why? Because they're provided by Microsoft's Bing. So you've gone from let's jettison Google to let's back Microsoft, right? But now it gets worse because Moscow tells the United Nations that the U.S. is funding bioweapons in the Ukraine. Of course, the American ambassador fires back at what they call Russian disinformation. The whole article's on WND.com. Art Moore with the piece. But ladies and gentlemen, we already documented on the broadcast yesterday with Ben Swan and with many other sources that, you know what, the government of the United States lied and said we didn't have labs in the Ukraine. Turned out we did. Now it turns out there's 30 of them. Even Tucker Carlson wisely asking, why the heck are we funding these bio labs in the Ukraine in the first place? Now, Thomas Greenfield for the United States stated emphatically that Ukraine does not have a biological weapons program. There are no Ukrainian bioweapons labs by the United States, not near Russia's border or anywhere, she said. Huh. That's a lie. Moscow, she added, has a track record of falsely accusing other countries of the very things that Russia itself is perpetrating. Oh, the United States doesn't have that now, do they? See, this is where, in my opinion, she's lying and getting caught at it. The more they say that, the worse it looks for them as government lies. They lied about the pandemic. They told you it came from a wet, you know, market or whatever. Oh, no, now it came from a lab. We knew that. We just didn't tell you. Oh, from the CDC, we didn't really release all the information about vaccines because we didn't want you to draw the wrong conclusion, lies, right? But ladies and gentlemen, on Tuesday, U.S. Undersecretary of State for Political Affairs, a lady by the name of Victoria Muland, in a Senate hearing, was asked whether Ukraine had chemical or biological weapons. Is Russia lying about the bioweapons in the Ukraine, she was asked. Right? She gave a guarded answer in which she neither denied or confirmed. Ukraine, Newland began, speaking slowly and deliberately, said, yes, they have biological research facilities, which in fact we are now quite concerned that Russian forces might be seeking to gain control of. Nolan said, we are working with the Ukrainians on how they can prevent any of those research materials from falling into the hands of Russian forces as they approach. Now, the State Department later described those labs as Soviet-era facilities that the U.S. has helped the Ukraine convert to the research of infectious diseases. Stephen Hatfill, a former pandemic advisor to the Trump administration, doesn't believe that the labs in the Ukraine have been working on bioweapons. He told Steve Bannon on the War Room program that the labs are not, quote, high containment, but rather institutions open to inspection based on public health. Well, here's the problem. Ladies and gentlemen, here's the problem. Are you ready? Let me be very clear. They first told you we didn't have labs there. Now they say, well, we do have labs there. They're just not for what you're thinking they're for. It's the old Soviets, you know, that had the labs. And by golly, we got control of the labs. And now they're doing good, right stuff, don't you know? See, do you buy that, folks? See, I don't. I don't buy that the good guys, Americans, came in and solved the problem. I think the Russians are evil. I think the Ukrainians are evil. But I also think that our government is evil. And that, yes, there's propaganda by Russia, there's propaganda by the Ukraine, there's propaganda by the United States of America, too. Don't fool yourself, ladies and gentlemen. Don't think we're the good guys. Let me give you an example to prove the point. Dr. Robert Malone, he's the guy, one of the inventors of the mRNA technology, right, that was later used in the Pfizer and Moderna vaccines. He's the guy that says, hey, don't give your kids these vaccines. I wouldn't do it. The risk-reward analysis isn't worth it. We don't know what these vaccines will do. Don't do it. He's traditionally been for vaccines. But the second he said that, then they're jettisoning him and saying he's not credible, and they're destroying his character, right? Why would we do that in America if we're for the truth, see? But he, on his Substack page, chimed in. He weighed in on the lab issue. Now, this guy, Robert Malone, in addition to being a physician, a vaccinologist, I don't know what that is, a virologist. Why don't you look that up, Cameron, can you for me? What's a vaccinologist? Oh, vaccinologist, I guess is how you say it. I'm sorry. Look at that word and you go, what? Oh, a vaccinologist. I didn't know we had vaccinologists. Did you? He's a virologist and also he's a molecular biologist. He has also worked in biodefense and medical countermeasure development for decades. And his experiments, and his experience in working on infectious disease outbreaks with scientists at the U.S. Army Medical Institute and the Defense Threat Reduction Agency, all right, Malone quoted an unnamed colleague familiar with the Ukraine biolabs and said that they fulfill a vital mission in global surveillance of emerging infectious diseases. There are no micronizers, spray dryers, aerosol test chambers, particle size counters, etc., needed for biowarfare research and aerosol-stabilized testing, the colleague said. Malone said that assuming best intention, his current working hypothesis is that the United States partnered with the government of the Ukraine to at a minimum of support for storage and monitoring of infectious bioagents and toxins by researchers in the Ukraine. And there seems to have been some personnel training and facilities in engineering involved with this. But he believes the Department of the DOD, Department of Defense of the United States, and the government of the Ukraine was ill-advised, providing military cover for these actions. He advises the Defense Department to turn over information for inspection to congressional investigators. You think congressional investigators are going to tell you the truth there? Yeah, they want to turn that over to the general public to dispel tension and dispel concern and reduce tension, I guess. But folks, the Ukraine handling especially dangerous pathogens? Yeah, they had a deleted web article showing that Barack Obama helped secure an agreement when he was the U.S. senator that led to the construction of biolabs handling especially dangerous pathogens in the Ukraine. A level 3 bioweapons lab, it's called a safety lab, was opened in the Ukrainian city of Odessa in 2010. So we built it, we opened it, we created it with Barack Obama's help. This isn't something where, hey, it's a Soviet-era lab and we tried to clean it up and use it for the good purposes. That's a lie. A report 1 year later on this same topic by the U.S. National Academy of Sciences Committee on Anticipating Biosecurity Challenges. Yeah. They say the Odessa laboratory that was just created by Barack Obama a year ago was responsible for the identification of a specifically dangerous biological pathogen. This laboratory was, quote, reconstructed and technically updated to the BSL-3 level through a cooperative agreement between the United States Department of Defense and Ukraine that all started in 2005. They say the collaboration focuses on the prevention of the spread of technologies, pathogens, and knowledge that could be used to the development of biological weapons. Hang tight.
Exposing corruption, informing citizens, pursuing liberty. You're listening to Liberty News Radio.
U.S. USA Radio News.
President Biden says the second the United States sends in any sort of American forces to fight in Ukraine, it could be the start of World War III. Speaking to House Democrats in Philadelphia on Friday, the president said the United States has a vital obligation to defend other NATO countries.
Granted, if we respond, it is World War III, but we have a sacred obligation on NATO territory, a sacred obligation, Article 5.
Meanwhile, U.S. soldiers continued to deploy to Europe. The Pentagon has ordered roughly 12,000 total service members from various U.S. bases to Europe, with a couple of thousand more already stationed abroad, shifting to other European countries. The Columbus police officer who shot and killed 16-year-old Makia Bryant last year has been cleared of any criminal wrongdoing, Ohio prosecutors announced. Bryant was killed in April by Columbus police officer Nicholas Reardon. Special prosecutors argued that deadly force was justified. This is USA Radio News.
How does balance of nature help your body? Well, let's look at the science. Your body is made up of billions of cells. Each one of these cells has a specific job to do inside of your body, from carrying oxygen from your lungs to your brain, to fending off diseases and other foreign invaders. So how do you keep these all-important cells healthy? You have to feed them fruits and vegetables. Eating a diet rich in a wide variety of fruits and vegetables will give you all of the necessary nutrients your cells need to carry out their jobs. Balance of Nature provides your body with this wide range of nutrients in the easiest way possible. You don't have to worry about buying, storing, or preparing produce every day. All the nutrition fits easily into your hand. Trust the science and start your journey to better health today by calling 1-800-246-8751 or go to balanceofnature.com and be sure to get 35% off your first order as a preferred customer by using discount code USA.
A trial date has been set for the man accused of driving through a Wisconsin Christmas parade.
Daryl Brooks Jr., the man accused of driving through a Christmas parade deliberately and killing six people in Wisconsin, will go to trial in October. Brooks Jr. appearing in court on Friday, where a judge ruled his trial will start October 3rd. From the USA Radio News Phoenix Bureau, I'm Tim Berg.
The Salvation Army faces three federal lawsuits accusing it of exploiting marginalized people under the guise of offering therapy by paying as little as a dollar a week for full-time work. The suits filed this week in Georgia, Illinois, and New York accuse the organization of flouting federal wage laws in its adult rehabilitation centers by paying less than the federal minimum hourly wage. The Major League Baseball lockout is over after 99 days, the second longest work stoppage in baseball history. The owners and players have reached a deal for a new five-year collective bargaining agreement. Opening day of the regular season is now scheduled for April 7th. This is USA Radio News.
You live, ladies and gentlemen. So the battle is between Russia and the United States, and what they want you to believe is that, man, the United States is the good guy and Russia is the bad guy, and Russian propaganda has just got to stop. Shame on Russia for invading Ukraine, etc., etc., etc. Now, don't get me wrong, I'm not backing or defending Russia, but I'm also not going to back or defend the United States either. Look, which is worse, NATO or Russia? NATO or China? NATO or North Korea? See, I don't trust any of them. Why? Because they've all been engaged in wars and rumors of wars forever. We are the most hegemonous nation waging war around the world. We're in over 130 nations, militarily speaking, right now. And we run around and act like we're the peace guy? Then Barack Obama's warning of World War III going, oh, we got to back away from this, or else, hey, if we have a NATO on one side and Russia on the other, by golly, it'll be World War III. Wow, that's a real build of confidence there, Joe. Why don't you keep your mouth shut? Whatever you say is just making it worse. You don't run around and go, we're on the verge of World War III, publicly stating that as the president of the free world, the commander-in-chief of the biggest military in the world. Have you lost your mind, sir? This is what I'm talking about. But look, can you trust your government? Do we trust the United States over Russia? I don't trust either of them. I'm not going to double down and defend Russia. I don't trust either of them. But I don't believe that the propaganda for the United States is less than the propaganda from Russia, do you? I think they're all involved in propaganda. Well, here's the proof. Joseph McCullough now. The truth is coming out about COVID deaths. They lied to us for 2 years.
Well, welcome to today's talk. It's Thursday, the 20th of January. Now, there's been an awful lot of debate about deaths in this pandemic. And there's a new Freedom of Information request release from the United Kingdom that shows the number of deaths actually solely attributable to COVID may be way lower than anyone had thought. And if this data applies to the UK, I'm sure it applies to the United States, Canada, European countries, all the other sort of what we might call advanced economy countries, it will also apply to our...
See, there you have it. What are the death numbers? We don't know. We don't have any idea. The numbers, ladies and gentlemen, we have no idea what the numbers are. Right? COVID deaths. What is the truth? Right? You look at that and you go, okay, so now what if I type into, say, DuckDuckGo? All right? Number of COVID deaths. Right? DuckDuckGo, number of COVID deaths. Now, just so you know, when I type it into DuckDuckGo, it's going to go to Bing, get the results, and bring them back to me there privately, right? Well, whether it's really private or not, we don't even know either. Okay. Then they have USA deaths by state facts. USAfacts.org. In the United States, there were 53,000. Anyway, then they go on. COVID live coronavirus statistics, Worldometer. CDC COVID data tracker. COVID in the US, latest maps. COVID-19 forecast, CDC, deaths, U.S. map shows number of fatalities, mortality analysis, Johns Hopkins University, claims that COVID death figures are inflated, true number of COVID deaths in the United States, slightly undercounted, say the experts, and that's really all. There's nothing really talking about this debate. Right? But wait a minute. Some are saying that the numbers are way higher. Right? Some are saying that the numbers are even higher. Now I'll give you an example. There's an article in The Blaze right now. That's Glenn Beck's group, right? Here's what it says. Listen carefully to what this really says, because this is fascinating. Again, the numbers are all over the map to where you don't know really what to believe at all. All right? March 10th, breaking story. Breaking, Massachusetts Health Department admits significant overcount of COVID-19 deaths. And the number could still be much too high, they say. What do you think of that? The Massachusetts Department of Health announced this week that it would be tweaking its health tracking methodology after the approach led to a significant overcounting, they say, in COVID-19 deaths in the state. What? Yeah. What do you think of that, folks? Massachusetts Health Department admits significant overcount, and they're going to redo their whole methodology. What do you think of that? Now, remember, that's the United States that told us, hey, you know what? Russia's involved in propaganda. But now we find out the truth is coming out about COVID deaths, Joseph Mercola. Massachusetts Health Department admits significant overcount of COVID deaths. And even after they recount, they say the numbers might be way too high. What is going on here? I'll tell you what's going on. You can't trust government at all. Whether it be the Russian government, the Chinese government, the Ukrainian government, the United States government, the NATO alliances of government. You can't trust any of these people. Right? That's what's going on. You can't trust any of these people. They're all involved in absolute, blatant, flat out, in your face, lying, fake news propaganda. And if you try to go ahead and speak out on it, you're attacked and relentlessly shut down. Right? All right, now Matt Staver of Liberty Council doubles down with some scary information as well. You ready? Are you sure you're ready? All right, let's do it. Here's Matt Staver, Liberty Council. In my opinion, this group is above reproach. The Food and Drug Administration, the FDA, has now been forced to finally release documentation on the adverse reactions caused by the COVID shots. Did you hear me? The Food and Drug Administration, the FDA, has been forced to finally release information regarding the adverse reactions caused by the COVID shots. Yeah, this is shocking, I know. The Biden administration, ladies and gentlemen, has known all along that the COVID shots are dangerous. But instead of stopping the jabs, the Biden administration went on a billion-dollar propaganda campaign, paying major and minor news organizations to literally lie, to censor medical truth, if you will. All right, read on to understand what Liberty Counsel has discovered in court cases. Stop the shot mandates and vaccine passports before the jabs can injure more people. You need to fax your state and your federal leaders now. Think about this. They say Sam's censorship and propaganda have been hallmarks of the Biden administration, haven't they? Yeah. But ladies and gentlemen, if there's any benefit to this dishonesty, is there's a myriad of paper trails that lead us back to the facts, despite the administration's obfuscation tactics. Now, what that means is intentional peddling of fake news is what it means, right? It's exactly what it means. Wow. This past January, a Texas court ordered the FDA to produce the documents that it relied upon to license the Pfizer shots so the public could make an informed consent. Yeah, such an action seems reasonable, right? But the Biden administration wanted to wait 75 years to be forced to release that. But thank heavens, the judge said, no, you're going to release it now. We'll talk about the results in seconds on your radio.
You know where the solution can be found, Mr. President? In churches, in wedding chapels, in maternity wards across the country and around the world. More babies will mean forward-looking adults, the sort we need to tackle long-term large-scale problems. American babies in particular are likely going to be wealthier, better educated, and more conservation-minded than children raised in still industrializing countries. As economist Tyler Cowen recently wrote, quote, by having more children, you're making your nation more populous, thus boosting its capacity to solve climate change. The planet does not need for us to think globally and act locally so much as it needs us to think family and act personally. The solution to so many of our problems, at all times and in all places, is to fall in love, get married, and have some kids.
If the COVID-19 shot is safe and effective, then why are 20% of healthcare workers refusing to get it? If the COVID-19 injection is safe and effective, then why is big tech silencing anyone who opposes it? If the COVID injection is safe and effective, then why is our federal government's reporting system recording over 14,000 deaths from the vaccine and an additional 650,000 plus serious adverse reactions? If the COVID shot is safe and effective, then why did Dr. Geert Vandenbosch, recognized as one of the world's chief vaccine experts, risk his entire career and his reputation to plead with the medical community to immediately halt all COVID-19 vaccinations, calling mass COVID vaccinations an uncontrollable monster? Doesn't sound very safe and effective. Maybe it's time to call a spade a spade. At no time in history have the people forcing others into compliance been the good guys.
Paid for by Ammon Bundy for governor. VoteBundy.com.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, back with you live. We're talking about this incredible release of information, ladies and gentlemen. The FDA has been finally forced to release documentation on the adverse reactions caused by COVID shots. The Biden administration wanted us to wait 75 years for the information. Yeah, before they released the data to the American people. But you know what? But the judge refused, and now the FDA must release tens of thousands of pages each month. Think about that. Now we know why the FDA wanted to spread the release of documents for more than 75 years, right? U.S. District Judge, his name is Mark Pittman. Okay, that's the judge here, and good for the judge. But U.S. District Judge Mark Pittman was having none of the administration's foot dragging on this. The judge ordered the administration to begin producing the documents at once at a rate of 55,000 pages every 30 days beginning March 1st, which means they're already being forced to do it. Liberty Counsel, believe it or not, our good friends Matt Staver and crew at LC.org got a copy of these 55,000 first pages, right? Think about that. 55,000 pages in the first data dump. They say that the data is astounding and deeply troubling. The Pfizer documentation, for example, ladies and gentlemen, lists 1,291 known serious side effects. Did you hear me? We're not talking about individual cases. We're talking about 1,291 known serious side effects to the vaccines, including, but not limited to, acute kidney injury. Ouch. Acute flaccid mellitus. Antisperm antibody. Positive brainstem embolism. So now we know it affects your brainstem. We know it affects your sperm as a male. I thought they said it didn't tamper with the procreative power. Brainstem thrombosis, cardiac arrest, cardiac failure, cardiac ventricular thrombosis, cardiogenic shock, central nervous system vasculitis, neonatal deep vein thrombosis, encephalitis, brainstem encephalitis, hemorrhagic frontal lobal epilepsy, foaming at the mouth, epileptic psychosis, facial paralysis, I got that, fetal distress syndrome, gastrointestinal amyloidosis, generalized tonic colonic seizure, Hashimoto encephalopathy. Wow. I can't even go on. It just goes on and on and on to where you can't even understand, but 1,000 other medical conditions following vaccination. And they've known this all along. Stop the shots before more people can be harmed. Now, the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention, the CDC, also recently admitted that it withheld critical information because the agency thought it would be misinterpreted. Now, do they have the right to withhold information from us because they thought it would be misinterpreted? Is that a government right to do that? Do they have the authority? I think about that and I go, wow. Now, bring this back to our discussion a minute ago about Russia propaganda. And now the CDC withheld critical COVID-19 data from the public because the agency thought that it would be misinterpreted and cause vaccine hesitancy. Since the data weakens the case for shots. Wait. The data weakens the case for shots. And the government's literally been withholding this information. Now we know why the FDA wanted to lie about this and do all this. Now we know why the CDC wanted to. The CDC has been collecting detailed data on COVID-19 infections. And they've organized it by age, listen, race, and vaccination status. They have all this data. However, the CDC withheld information about breakthrough cases, hospitalizations, and deaths, which it has been collecting since the beginning of the COVID shot rollout. Can you believe that? Think about that, folks. The data reveals, ladies and gentlemen, that the shots are not effective in preventing infection. Wow. Meanwhile, the Biden administration has continued and is continuing its billion-dollar-plus propaganda campaign pushing the unsafe jabs, the lies. People have been injured and have died because of the most expensive propaganda campaign in U.S. history. The news media has participated and fed propaganda instead of truth to the American public. Sadly, the Biden administration has literally used our U.S. taxpayer dollars to fund and perpetuate these intentional falsehoods. Think about that. Liberty Counsel is fighting for freedom on multiple fronts, considering a recurring gift to help them, by the way, lc.org. Matt Staver, founder and chairman of Liberty Counsel, in my opinion, doing a phenomenal job with their honest reporting. But here's the problem. You ready for the problem? FDA is going to still get all the news coverage. Liberty Counsel is going to be painted as a wacko nut group. Right? Isn't that what happens when we deal with these buffoons? We get shut down as if we're peddling propaganda, but the truth is the government is funded by Joe with our tax dollars, while DuckDuckGo literally doubles down. And DuckDuckGo doesn't even have its own search results or its own real search engine. It depends on Microsoft. Moscow then tells the UN, hey, you know what? The U.S. is funding these bioweapons labs in the Ukraine. And now it turns out we say, no, Russia's lying. But now the truth comes out about COVID deaths. Joseph Mercola, who has had his character absolutely assassinated over his truth-telling status. Now Massachusetts Health Department literally blatantly admits that a significant overcount of the COVID-19 deaths occurred. And the number could be much too high still, the Blaze.com reports. And now the FDA has been forced to finally admit to and release documentation on the adverse reactions by COVID shots. The Biden administration wanted to wait 75 years before releasing this data to the American public. But you know what? The judge said, no, we're going to release it now. We're not going to wait 75 years. You're doing 55,000 pages every 30 days till it's all released. Now we know why the FDA wanted to spread out this release, because you know what? It is damaging. The data completely undermines the narrative of safe and effective when it comes to the vaccines. U.S. District Judge Mark Pittman. Yeah, just said, you got to do this. Wow. CDC had to admit, along with the FDA, that they lied and withheld information from the public. The agency thought it would be misinterpreted. But the fact is, ladies and gentlemen, they've lied to you on this stuff. Right? They've lied to you and got caught lying and funding an intentional propaganda campaign. And now they want you to believe, hey, Russia's lying. Trust us. Right? Trust us. We'll tell you the truth. Right? I'm writing, please support Matt Staver, founder and chairman of Liberty Council, LC.org. Why am I writing that? Because they're the ones that have pushed. They're the ones that have really worked to get this information released and then to report candidly about it. Ladies and gentlemen, there are so many side effects to these vaccines, and your government knew it all along. And the government created this literal funding of a propaganda campaign to peddle the dishonest misinformation intentionally. And they knew all along that it was wrong. And then guys like me stand up, guys like me from the vaccine injury, NVIC, shot.org is their website. And these people are literally telling the truth, and they've shut us all down saying, you're lying, you're lying, you're lying. We're not going to let you peddle this fake news. But now we find deaths from vaccines. The numbers are through the roof. The VAERS database, right? The VAERS database death rate from COVID shows like 20 plus thousand. But experts are saying that it's 20 times that amount. Yeah. Vaccine Advance Adverse Reporting System literally shows that it's out of control. They say COVID risks are COVID vaccine risks much riskier than COVID-19 for children. All right, folks. The government's been caught. What are the people going to do about it? Are they going to let just Fauci just continue to sit there and lie with the FDC or the FCC? I'm sorry, the CDC, not the FCC. Are they just going to sit there and let Fauci lie with the CDC and the FDA? We're going to allow the CDC and the FDA with Fauci just lie? Or are we going to demand accountability? Please support Matt Staver at Liberty Council. Anyway, in my opinion, just shocking information. But it's nothing different than we've told you all along. It just vindicates us and proves they're the fake news peddlers. So I believe Russia, China, North Korea, the U.S., NATO, they're all lying to you. God save the Republic.